Welcome to Output PDX, the show about business, technology, and creativity in the Bridge City. Today we are talking to Rochelle Basaraba of Milestone. So you're the HR manager, is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Tell me what you do there.
Yeah, sure. So I've been with the company almost 6 years now. Mm-hmm. So Milestone Systems, we're an IP-based surveillance software company. So we do video management software and hardware and help customers find the solutions that fit their needs.
Yeah, I was looking at your website and looking at how the software works. And it's interesting because in my mind, I hadn't really thought much about surveillance software. And so the two kind of images I have in my mind are either the kind of spy movie, Ocean's 11 type kind of system, or it's the convenience store. It still runs on videotape and there's a guy in the back just kind of sitting there watching it.
Yeah, and I never had a background in security or surveillance and didn't find it that fascinating, actually, and more of a Big Brother mentality. Until I started with Milestone, and to learn of all the good that it does, that surveillance can provide to the world and to the community. So to learn about some of the stories where Milestone's been involved is really makes me very proud.
And as cool as the product that you make is, what is almost cooler is how the company runs. You guys were named by Oregon Business Magazine one of the top 100 companies to work for.
Yes, which we're extremely proud of
that. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Do you know, how do they decide who are the top 100 companies?
Yeah, so companies and employers have to volunteer their company to sign up to go through the survey process. So we provide some information about Milestone as a company, and they decide if they would like to move forward. And basically what the Oregon Business Magazine does is they take a look at small companies, medium-sized companies, which is what Milestone falls into, and also large companies. And based on how employees answer the survey questions, we get a ranking. And so we made the list for the medium-sized companies.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And what kind of things do your employees say about you? Why did they nominate you to be one of the best companies?
So one of the areas that we scored the highest in within the list was our working environment. So small things can actually add up to be some really great things. So all of our employees have ergonomic chairs. We all have desks that stand up so you can stretch your legs in the afternoon to keep from going into that food coma.
Yeah.
We have living plants all throughout the office. Our office administrator, she does such a great job to make sure that every employee has in their eyesight a live plant that really brings something to the office.
Nice.
Another area that we scored well in was our development and career path for employees, and that's something that's very evident with our employees today, as we've seen a lot of internal promotions and not a lot of new types of positions being developed. So you see team leads, you see a lot of employees internally being promoted to people managers. So that was one question that employees scored very high in this survey, was that they see potential for themselves within Milestone, and it's very evident with the promotions that we see.
Do you have specific programs that are kind of employee benefit programs, or is it more just a culture thing?
It's more of a culture thing, and I can't say there's one specific program that we have that focuses on engagement. It's just something that naturally came with the company when it was started here in the Americas in 2004, and it's just evolved into, this is just standard at Milestone, this is just a lifestyle. Hmm. So another area that we scored really high on was our benefits that we provide to our employees. So we take a lot of pride in offering really good medical and dental insurances to our employees and their dependents. We provide a really good insurance with a low deductible, and Milestone pays for 90% of the premiums for employees and their dependents. So that's really important to us.
Where can I sign up? Is there a job opening available for me?
That's all it takes us to hear about those good benefits, and that really hones people in. This is a great place to work, and they care about employees and their families.
What else would you say about your culture really keeps people engaged there?
A lot of it goes to the values of our company, and I know a lot of companies have values and a mission statement, but our values are very near and dear to us, and it's the DNA of our company. We call it the backbone, and it's an acronym, and it's ROIFE, and it stands for reliability, openness, independence, flexibility, and innovation. And originally the acronym of ROIFE started around our product. So we're an open platform company, the openness. Reliability, you can depend on our software, but it's really morphed into being more about the people. So when we hire people, we look for people that fall into those categories. Do they have an open mindset? Are they reliable? Can they handle that flexibility? Because we are a smaller company and things are constantly shifting. So that's something that makes Milestone really special. And we talk about ROIFE a lot, and we have ROIFE awards that we give out to employees. So it's not something that we just speak to and it's just there in the background. It's really at the forefront of the company.
What would you say that kind of the everyday experience is like coming into the office?
It's just a lot of fun. People are constantly socializing, of course, not too much, but having a good time, talking to each other. We love to joke around. We have a great sense of humor. All the managers have offices around the perimeter of the building, but they're always open. There's not a lot of closed doors in the office. See a lot of employees congregating in our kitchen. We've got a fully stocked kitchen with a really nice coffee machine. So, you know, having a snack together and visiting. Yeah. But we also work really hard, too. And that's kind of what I like to let candidates know, that we work hard, but we also like to play hard. So we're celebrating a lot. We're popping a lot of bottles of champagne when revenue is doing really good. So, and America's are doing really good right now. So lots of champagne. Sometimes we'll have beer or wine Fridays. And it's,
nice.
Really nice to come into work.
I wanted to ask you also kind of about the future and what you see changing in Portland. I know that Milestone has been here since 2004.
Yeah.
So a little while, over a decade. How do you see things changing within your kind of area and also just in the business world in general in Portland?
Yeah, so we're sensing it a lot with the Silicon Forest and a lot of these tech companies, especially a lot of California companies moving into the Portland metro area. And one of the challenges has been for us as an employer and trying to be an employer of choice is a lot of these California companies are paying California wages. So if we have an applicant that comes in to interview with Milestone, chances are they're probably interviewing with two or three other companies. Mm-hmm. So we've had to take a couple steps to make sure to recruit very fast before another company can snatch them up.
Right.
And then also take a hard look at, are we paying a competitive rate in the marketplace, not only for applicants, but also for our current employees.
Mm-hmm. What does that recruitment look like? Is it kind of changing for you based on the fact that the market is changing?
Especially with our technical support roles, like I mentioned, we have to just move very quickly. So what we've done in the past is we'll do some phone screening. We'll have them come in for a first round of interviews. If that goes well, we'll have them come in for a second round. We kind of call it the speed dating process. And a lot of it goes back to our values and Roifee and making sure that someone fits those. But we've had to move a little bit quicker with these technical roles just before they get snatched up by someone else.
Yeah. When we're talking about recruitment, how does it affect you now? Does it give you a leg up now that you can say, well, we're one of the top 100 companies to work for?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we announced it to our regional team at our kickoff in January. We had a big sales kickoff for Milestone. And something that I brought up, and it relates to your question, it's something that we already knew. It was something that was already there. We didn't honestly need a survey to tell us how great we are, but it's kind of that stamp of approval. It's the icing on the cake saying, okay, here's the proof. We are actually one of the best companies to work for in Oregon. So absolutely.
You get that official seal that tells you what you already knew.
Yeah, and also for our existing employees. When we announced it in January, I heard employees were already hashtagging it on their social media, and people know what this this list is. I believe they've been doing it for about 23 years now, and you see the trophies in different businesses in their lobbies or the decals on the front door. So our employees are very proud to be a part of this list.
And that really says something about it, too. You know, if you have that much pride in the place that you work, that you're excited to actually tweet, my company's
exactly
the best.
Yeah, we knew it, but now we're on the list.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you've been a Portlander for a while, right?
I'm a native,
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yep,
you're
kind of
a rare one.
I know. It's hard. There's few of us now.
Yeah. What are your favorite things to do in Portland?
Well, you and I were talking a little bit before the interview. I love to run, and so I actually
I think you're a weirdo, but that's okay.
A lot of people do.
Nobody likes to run.
To your body? It's a nice way to clear my head.
It's true.
I love running in downtown Portland and along the waterfront. I live on the east side, so to run over the bridges, the Tillicum Crossing is my favorite to run over. Kind of reminds me of the Golden Gate Bridge a little bit. I don't know why. Also, I'm on the board of directors for a 501c3 nonprofit. It's called Deaf Dogs of Oregon. So we rescue deaf dogs from all over the United States. They're usually at risk for being euthanized just purely due to their deafness. And so we bring them out to Oregon, we foster them, teach them some hand signals, and find them new homes.
That's cool.
So I'm very fulfilled in my professional life, but then that also keeps me very fulfilled and happy in my personal life.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That just sounds so lovely.
Yeah. I've got two deaf dogs myself.
Do you really? Oh, what kind?
Australian Shepherds. That's one of the breeds that's normally afflicted with the deafness.
Really? So it's a genetic thing?
Yeah, it's either due to uneducated breeding of certain colorings of dogs or unethical breeding, people that are knowingly doing it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you take the dogs running? Can you take them running?
Oh, yeah. Take them running and,
And I get, well, maybe they'd be less scared because they can't hear all the honking
really
and stuff like that.
Yeah, actually, having a deaf dog is kind of great. You don't have to worry about the 4th of July. Don't have to worry about thunder and those types of things.
Yeah.
So it's got
its advantages. That's the one plus for them, I guess, is they don't have to worry about the fireworks and things.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is so cool. Yeah. I'm excited for you about what you're doing in work, what you're doing just in the world.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Output PDX. We will see you next time.